It's just after 2, and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Sita Rege. In the weather, it's currently 19 degrees outside our Eastwork studios. Now, here's what's making news today. Colonel Russell Williams will face 82 more charges. The Jays beat the Athletics, and the Hot Dogs Film Festival is back for the 17th time. Now to our top story. Police have laid 82 more charges against Colonel Russell Williams on top of the 2 counts of first-degree murder he was already facing. The former commander of CFB Trenton was charged with 82 counts of break and enter on Thursday. It is alleged Williams broke into the home of Corporal Marie-France Comeau, whose death he is facing a first-degree murder charge for. In local news, a 16-year-old student at Marshall McLuhan High School is in critical condition after getting tackled during a rugby game. The 10th grader, a member of Marshall McLuhan's junior boys rugby team, was playing against Pope John Ball II High School in Toronto when he suffered head injuries on Thursday. The teen, Wesley Jorish, had no vital signs when paramedics arrived, but was revived on the way to Sunnybrook Hospital. Police are investigating the incident. In positive news, Time magazine has released their annual list of the most influential people in the world, and a Toronto resident is part of it. Raoul Singh, a Toronto paramedic and founder of the organization Global Medic, made the list for his group's efforts after the recent earthquake in Haiti. And in sports news, the Blue Jays beat the Oakland Athletics 6-3 last night. John Buck helped the Jays break their 5-game losing streak by hitting 3 home runs. The Jays play the Athletics again tonight. In hockey, Habs fans rejoiced on Wednesday as the Montreal Canadiens beat the Washington Capitals 2-1 in Game 7 of the NHL Eastern Conference quarterfinals. They will play the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight at 7 p.m. In basketball news, the Toronto Star is reporting LeBron James has won his 2nd straight MVP award. A person close to the announcement says the Cleveland Cavaliers player will receive the award this Sunday at the University of Akron. In entertainment, Secrets of a Black Boy wrapped up with its final show at the Music Hall. Many people came out to support and help celebrate its successful run. The play explores the lives of 5 African-Canadian boys and slowly unravels the secrets that haunt them. The playwright, Darren Anthony, hopes Secrets of a Black Boy will inspire young people to share their own stories through theater.
Basically, I just want to spark conversation and inspire the next generations of storytellers. I find that there's a young voice out there that wants to be heard, and theater is a beautiful medium, and I think there's more to it than just rap.
Darren Anthony and his sister Trey both work in their communities with youth on a regular basis. They devote most of their time educating and encouraging people to express themselves with their voices. And the 17th annual Hot Dogs Film Festival has taken over Toronto. The International Documentary Festival started yesterday and will present 170 films until May 9th. This year's lineup covers issues ranging from politics to music. Some notable documentaries include a profile of Pakistani politician Benazir Bhutto and a documentation of the first year of 4 babies around the world. That's our show for now. You can find more news online at torontoobserver.ca. We'll have more news coming up soon. But until then, I'm Sita Rege, and on behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great day.